In Texas and across the country, school districts are funded mainly with local property taxes and money from state legislatures. Over the years, there have been various lawsuits that challenge how Texas finances its public education system. One main issue is the idea of equity.
For the same effort, various school districts should be obtaining the same amount of funding approximately per student.
That's former state representative Sherry Greenberg. She's now a professor at the LBJ School of Public Policy. The Texas Constitution calls for an efficient system of free public schools. Greenberg says equity is always questioned, especially when it comes to those property taxes.
If property tax is low in one area, the values, and high in another, then that same tax level does not bring in the same amount of money.
To fix that equity problem, the Texas legislature created what's known as the Robin Hood Law. It requires districts that are rich in property taxes to send money to districts in poorer parts of the state. But in the most recent lawsuit filed by multiple plaintiffs in 2011, they argue the system unfairly distributed funding. The main part of the case, however, has to do with the idea of adequacy, says Greenberg.
Is the state putting enough money into the education system for the outcomes that are being demanded?
After the 2011 legislature cut public education spending by nearly $5.5 billion, school districts sued. They claim it isn't possible to meet high state accountability standards and provide adequate education with such little funding. Therefore, they argued, the public school finance system violates the Texas Constitution. Last February, District Judge John Dietz issued a preliminary ruling that found the school finance system was inadequate, unfair, and created a de facto state property tax. That's illegal in Texas. But when lawmakers reconvened last year, they restored almost $3.5 billion of the money cut from education spending and reduced the number of standardized tests. Lynn Moak is a lawyer with Moak Casey. That's a law firm that specializes in school finance and accountability. Moak says restoring over $3 billion helped a bit.
The question is, for the courts, was that degree of improvement sufficient, or was it still insufficient?
That's what lawyers will begin arguing today. Does more money and fewer state tests create a more balanced school finance system? David Shara studies school funding for the Education Law Center. He says however Dietz rules, Texas lawmakers need to start thinking seriously about increasing funding for public education in what he calls an era of high-stakes testing.
Politicians in Austin are just not making the decision to invest the kind of dollars in the educational system and target those dollars where they're needed the greatest.
The trial is expected to take around 4 weeks. Last week, Judge Dietz said he wanted to make a decision by April. Kate McGee, KUT News.